I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Well, today marks a year to the day that a massive power outage brought Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport to a standstill. The Atlanta airport stayed in the dark for 11 hours, leaving tens of thousands of passengers stranded. The outage caused problems for air travel all across the country. According to the AJC, a $130 million project to install a bank of backup generators strong enough to power the entire airport is still in the design stages. Officials say it will take up to 3 years to complete the design and installation of permanent generators with about 65 megawatts of capacity to power the airport's 7 million square feet. It was a failure of Georgia Power equipment that triggered a fire in an underground tunnel at the airport a year ago, damaging power cables and causing a loss of electricity throughout the terminals and the concourses. A new report shows that Georgia ranks 47th in the nation when it comes to funding programs to prevent kids from using tobacco. The study also looks at what states are doing with money from the 1998 tobacco settlement. John Schachter is with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. He says Georgia has one of the nation's lowest taxes on tobacco products and does not use enough of its tobacco settlement money on prevention.
Well, Georgia will bring in $393 million from tobacco revenue, a combination of the settlement as well as the tobacco taxes. But we'll spend less than $1 million, just $750,000, on tobacco prevention programs.
Schachter also wants to see Atlanta and other large cities pass smoke-free ordinances. Well, another earthquake shook the southeast United States Sunday afternoon. The magnitude 3.0 trembler was centered near Knoxville, Tennessee, but it was felt in parts of Georgia, Kentucky, and North Carolina. No injuries or damage are reported. It's the second earthquake in eastern Tennessee in the past week. A magnitude 4.4 earthquake last Wednesday was centered near Decatur. And historically black colleges and universities are seeing an upsurge in support and donations. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that last fiscal year, Spelman College in Atlanta raised a record $48 million in donations. That's more than triple the prior year's total of $14.5 million. Other HBCUs, such as Morehouse College, Clark Atlanta, and Payne College in Augusta, have seen similar upticks in giving. Morehouse reported that it raised about $3 million at its annual gala this year, while Clark Atlanta and Payne each received $1 million checks for the first time this year. Spelman also announced last week that it received its largest single gift ever from a living donor, $30 million. Well, funeral arrangements have been announced for a Metro Atlanta police officer killed after a traffic stop. 24-year-old DeKalb County Officer Edgar Flores was shot last Thursday while pursuing a man who ran from a traffic stop on Candler Road near I-20. He was a new officer who'd been with the department a little over a year. His funeral service will take place tomorrow at All Saints Catholic Church in Dunwoody. And in sports, the Atlanta Falcons snapped a 5-game losing streak yesterday, beating the Arizona Cardinals 40-14. Head coach Dan Quinn says the team played well.
It's been a tough stretch on everyone, and the team, the fans, all of us, but I think it shows a lot about the resiliency of the men inside the locker room, how important it is to them to play well here for one another, for this city, for this team.
The Falcons traveled to Carolina on Sunday to play Cam Newton and the Panthers. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.